Hello and welcome back to our Linklaters podcast on payments regulation. Being ready to respond to operational incidents has always been important for payment firms, but a new EU law is ramping up expectations in this area. The Digital Operational Resilience Act starts to apply next year, and EU payment firms are racing to get ready by the deadline. To talk us through what the new law means for payment firms, I'm joined by Andreas van Impe from the Linklaters Brussels office. Andreas, tell us about DORA.
Well, thank you very much, Simon. Well, first of all, DORA is actually a new piece of legislation that will apply only from the 17th of January 2025. And the aim of DORA is actually to set higher standards for building resilience to disruption, and it applies to a broad range of financial entities across the EU, including payment and e-money institutions. DORA, its main focus is actually on so-called ICT services and is trying to harmonize the rules for how firms manage their ICT-related risks. The good news is that payment firms actually can build on existing regulation. The bad news, however, is that there is still a lot to be done before the DORA deadline, which is rapidly approaching.
And so what should firms be focusing on, do you think, as they're implementing DORA?
Well, if I had to pick three topics, I'd say it's risk management, reporting, and repapering. But let's start with risk management. A lot of DORA requirements come under the heading of the ICT risk management framework. And this actually means that payment firms must be ready to present their regulators a package of documents showing how they are ready to bounce back from disruption to their ICT. And this regardless what the source of such disruption would be. DORA in turn specifies dozens of detailed policies, plans, and procedures that you need to have and keep up to date as a kind of living and breathing documents package. Payment firms will already have things like, for example, a business continuity plan, so you're actually not starting from scratch. That's the good news. However, DORA requires you to have over 20 different documents like this, including things like an ICT response and recovery plan, a third-party risk strategy, and a communications plan if things go sour. And not all payment firms will necessarily have all of this in place today, unfortunately.
So all those documents that you have to put together, they're about how you go about managing ICT risks. What do you have to do in relation to reporting those risks?
It will not come as a surprise that the regulators will want to have more information about how you manage those risks and what in case of ICT incidents. So, for example, DORA will set up more communication channels with your regulators about all of these things. The first on payment firms should already have a register of outsourcing arrangements. This is not something new, but now you will have to draw up a new DORA register on top of it about the third-party ICT arrangements you have currently in place. This DORA register will have to include details not only about your third-party service providers, but also have to look further down the supply chain to include information about any subcontractors as well. The information on that register is then reportable to the regulators, who will, for example, use it to inform their analysis of where concentration risks lie across the sector as a whole. Also, part of DORA creates a framework for overseeing so-called third-party providers that are deemed to be critical to the EU financial sector or a part of it. And the information from your register will also inform which third parties should be designated as critical.
And as well as the introduction of that DORA register, there are also new rules about reporting incidents to regulators, aren't there?
Indeed. DORA sets out a new harmonized reporting regime for ICT incidents. Payment firms already have an incident reporting regime under PSD2, but DORA is now actually replacing this and specifying a single incident reporting regime for payment service providers in relation to all their ICT incidents, not only those related to payments. The DORA regime builds on this PSD2 regime, but it's important that payment firms consider the different criteria for determining whether an incident is actually material and so needs to be reported to the regulators.
Thanks, Andreas. So we've touched on risk management and reporting. You also mentioned repapering. Presumably that refers to updating some contracts.
Yes, indeed, Simon. Unfortunately, DORA will require payment firms to have certain provisions built into contracts with their ICT third-party providers. Take cloud, for example. The contract between a payment firm and its cloud service provider has to include certain things such as access and audit rights for both the firm and for its regulators. And you should also note that there are more requirements for ICT services that support the functions you would consider to be critical or important. It's not just a contractual arrangement between you and your third-party service provider which is impacted. Some of these contractual elements will need to be even pushed further down the supply chain to your subcontractors as well. And this is definitely an area where payment firms can build to a certain extent on what's gone before. For example, there is indeed an overlap between the ABAS outsourcing guidelines and the new standards under DORA. But nevertheless, implementing DORA is still a challenge for two reasons. The first one is because the rules on subcontracting aren't yet finalized and wouldn't be until close to the DORA deadline in January 25. And second, there's a practical challenge of reopening those contracts and getting the DORA provisions in there, especially if the ICT provider would be pushing back on those.
Now, we're sometimes asked, how does DORA relate to PSD3, which we know is coming down the track? So what's your response to that?
And that's indeed a very interesting question, Simon. And on the top of my mind, I'd say that DORA is actually amending the existing PSD2 framework so that the two regimes are further aligned. And this will flow into PSD3 as well. So if in future you apply for an authorization as a payments or an e-money institution, you will need to describe how you comply with DORA for your use of ICT services, for example, via your ICT business continuity plans. And payment service providers already have to manage operational and security risks relating to the payment services they provide. This is in PSD2 and will actually also remain in PSD3. The big difference between all of those is timing. Whilst PSD3 is still on the horizon, DORA is on your desk today and you need to take actions now.
Well, yes, exactly. So what advice do you have for payment firms as they are taking that action and preparing for DORA?
Well, I think the key hurdle to take is the time frame. This one is very challenging, especially if you've left it to 24 to start prepare. And therefore, my key suggestions for payment firms would be the first one to get ready to present to your regulator what you have done to prepare. For example, this would include things you're required to show them, like the ICT risk management framework. Remember, that's the package of documents evidencing your operational resilience we talked about. But this would also include explaining how you've engaged with your third-party ICT service providers to actually show and demonstrate that you've made best efforts to comply by the DORA deadline. Another key takeaway would be that you should be engaging with any ICT third-party service providers as soon as possible, because you may have contracts in place that need to be reopened for discussions, and this could take time. Also, very importantly, engage with your own senior management, because DORA will allow regulators to hold senior managers to account more easily than before for how they manage ICT risks. So you really have to make sure that your governance arrangements meet the standards set by DORA. And this is a responsibility of senior management. Then finally, last but not least, do keep an eye on developments to the legislation. We now have all the full set of technical standards in draft, at least, but some important parts of this will not be finalized until there's less than 6 months to go before the DORA deadline. And this makes it all very challenging.
Challenging indeed. Thank you, Andreas. You can visit the Linklaters Operational Resilience webpage to follow those developments with the DORA legislation, including our Level 2 Measures Tracker. Do get in touch with us if you have any questions. Until next time, thanks for listening and goodbye.